One of the things that I was thinking about while I was making this autobiographic artwork was the whole question of identity and identification. So you have, different modes of identification, like fingerprints. There are signatures. You'll find my signature there, but also accompanied by the signatures of lots of famous people. Then you'll have handprints. But these handprints are anonymous. Some of them are from people who were, living in prehistory and were making art using, paint and putting their hands on the very solid walls of caves, for instance.
A few days ago in Berlin, I found myself with my two oldest friends from Kaliningrad, who also traveled the world and then settled in Berlin, making prints of our hands in freshly laid concrete paths at their dacha, at their country garden. We took our hands and we deepened them, put them into the liquid concrete, hoping that they will become solid and our hands will be print in stone for years to come. But some of the prints that I see in sources are different from these friendly gestures by which we remember each other and by which we mark our existence here and now. Some of the prints that you use are identification tools. They are ways in which we're subjected to bureaucratic procedures. They are part and parcel of our international mobility, where print of our hand bears a completely different meaning and completely different emotion. Can you talk about that role of print, fingerprint, handprint, in this, in the politics of movement?
Yes, of course. It's this whole question of identifying who is moving where, and also how can we remember who this person is? Your fingerprint will follow you throughout your life. There are also eyes, notably, focusing on the iris in the piece. So referring to, more contemporary modes of identifying particularities of that particular body. So it's very much a bodily identification versus a kind of identification of, where you are at this moment on, when you use your phone or your map or even your postcode. And so, yes, I wanted to think about that question of the body as an identifier that goes beyond the question of the passport as the body and the individual situated within the nation.
Speaking of bodies and states and nations, what about our own bodies as registers, as devices of memory? Again, looking at the handprint on your canvas, I cannot help but think about how much I miss the experience of a hand of a friend on my shoulder, on my back, on my cheek. And I see the hand in this work becoming this very ambivalent thing. It stands on the margin between the bureaucratic state, something that constrains and restricts us, and at the same time, the intimacy of our friendships, the intimacy of our relationships that we leave behind or make distant geographically, but carry in our skin and long to feel and experience again and again.
Well, right now, the meanings of some of these things have changed a lot since I made this piece in 2017. Obviously, coming into a situation in the pandemic, this question of touch, and therefore some of the ways in which people may receive an artwork like this one are going to be, you know, rather different, right? So even if we are close to people, we're not touching them in the same ways, right? And there's also the sense that touch can be dangerous, but it can also be something that infects us all equally, if you like. In a sense, our connectedness through the body has been accentuated, you know,